border, and that it reached into the mental state, shall we say, of one of the other members of our caucus.
I believe that Representative Brown, that you did exceed the bounds of good decorum during debate, and recognizing that it is late in the evening, we're all subject to that. Please continue.
Mr. Speaker, I only expressed an opinion about behavior of certain people in general and not the prior speaker. People can draw their own conclusions. Mr. Speaker, of course, there is a connection, really, there is. Mr. Speaker, I suppose I might have flown off on the handle for the reason that I really hoped everybody's going to listen to this. And that is, when I rose and I talked about the role of the minority, I was concerned about whether or not people really find out what's going on. Believe it or not, we don't like being here at 11 o'clock in the evening. That was the point I then made. Believe it or not, we don't like, after we've just been talking about the budget bill, and we believe in some degree of fiscal conservatism that we really have a record for, we don't like rising and adding an additional appropriation on a piece of legislation. But it might well be that without this motion, people's expectations that they're going to be able to continue to get coverage of the Alaska legislature on television is going to be gone at about the beginning of the third reel of the movie, if you like. Mr. Speaker, at a time when there is not really, and it's not necessarily bad because of reasons that the rules do not allow me to really thoroughly discuss, but at least the result is that the other body does not have a minority. The result of current circumstances is that we have a lame duck governor who doesn't have to defend himself to the voters. The results of the current circumstances with regard to very frequently what's happened in this body is that we, the only minority, the only people in a public position to ask questions, have not had our questions answered or sometimes had our debates stifled. If that's going to be by coincidence, not necessarily by design, but by coincidence, a cumulative thing that's going to cause people to find out less about what's going on, this is not the time to discontinue any source of information that the public has to find out what the government is doing for and to them. Mr. Speaker, I don't believe that you intend necessarily to do that. I don't know exactly what your intentions are. I've seen a news story. I don't know if you have other plans or whatever. I had hoped that a member of your caucus would rise and address this motion. Are the people going to have an opportunity to find out what's going on, or are those opportunities going to be lessened when the major decisions are made, partly by action or inaction of this House on something like this, and partly just by political circumstances and an unfortunate series of coincidences and the times? Because if that is, Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, we're going to have to be here until 11 o'clock every night to make sure that every newsprint journalism hears every journalist hears every question we ask, because there's going to be less coverage and less coverage, and there's nobody else around to ask the questions.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, just late last week, I had a conversation with the senior member from the Kenai Peninsula, and we were going to attempt to get funds appropriated and approved by the majority of the Legislative Council for the extension of the Capital 82 project. But as far as I know, I don't know how much money we have in council, but that's one method of getting funding.
Representative Halford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just speaking for myself, I think there are several people here who are paid by the private sector based on the service that they provide. I would hope that a competitive opportunity would provide more private sector competition in this marketplace and a better service. For me, I'm not so vain that I think the state should pay for that service if it isn't here by the private sector.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, with all due regard to the majority leader, you show me a politician who isn't vain, and I'll show you a creature I never met in my life. Including myself particularly. Mr. Speaker, I don't think vanity has anything to do with it. I do appreciate the remarks of the colleague to my left and the colleague to my right, because at least you answered my question. That means that you are just considering alternatives and some way of continuing coverage either in the public or the private sector. And we didn't know that until you answered the question. Thank you.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Based on the comments of the senior Republican from Eagle River. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that my motion be withdrawn.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Rogers' motion is withdrawn. Incidentally, the clerk advised me that the pending amendment was amendment number 3, not amendment number 2, as I stated. Are there further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
We have the bill before us in third reading. Is there further debate, Representative Cotton?
Speaker, on the appropriation bill here, we've appropriated the money from the Veterans Loan Program, I believe, over to ADA. Isn't that what we did? So my question, I read an article in the paper, I think yesterday, that described what was going to happen, and it sounded like we were going to get involved with the City of Anchorage efforts to raise $50 million through a joint effort with the Rainier Bank out of Seattle. And I wonder if it's possible under the current language that's in Senate Bill 322, or do the people who are involved with this bill and intend to accomplish that in a free conference committee, or what is the status of that project in Anchorage in association with this bill?
Representative Meekins?
Mr. Speaker, I've heard about that also. I didn't read the article, so there may be something in there that I'm not aware of, but that is absolutely not contemplated under the legislation you have before us, and it's not contemplated by anybody I know that's been on the loan committee. The free conference isn't appointed yet, but my own personal view is that it wouldn't be a good idea. I think that either the municipality ought to do it on their own, or the state ought to have its program, but I see no benefit in having the state have the municipality as an intermediary to accomplish the same thing that the ADA program could do directly. So I don't see any benefit in that. If Rainier Bank wants to loan the municipality money for a multifamily housing program, I think that's really great. And it would reduce our cost, because there's only so much demand out there, estimated to be about $100 million for the multifamily housing that has the low income, 20% low income. So if they can pick up some portion of that alleviates the state. But I don't think that the state has any business really replacing the Rainier Bank's proposal, coming in and replacing Rainier Bank for the proposal that was supposedly worked out with the municipality. And that's just my personal opinion.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 322, Finance, amended House, pass the House on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 29 yeas, 6 nays.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 322, Finance, amended House, has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent of the vote on final passage of House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 322, Finance, amended House, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 666, Finance, amended House.
Will the clerk please read the bill? House, please stand at ease. Will the clerk please read the bill under reconsideration?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 666, Finance, as amended by the House, entitled An Act Relating to Certain State Loan Programs and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I call the House.
House has been called. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move
and ask unanimous consent the House return to second reading for the purpose of rescinding our action and failing to adopt Amendment Number 1.
There is objection, Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment Number 1, the purpose is to go back and hear and repeal the Meekins mechanism that increases the rate of interest on loans with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. This would freeze the rate on those loans. Again, I think most of the arguments were covered in the debate last time we had this bill before us. I think that the increase in cost has been a substantial burden on the borrowers. It's created problems for the realtors and bankers as well. The biggest problem, though, has been to the borrowers. I think that borrowers over the course of the coming year will find problems unless this is repealed, and I strongly would urge the members to go back I would strongly urge that we return to second reading, rescind action, and then pass Amendment Number 1.
Is there further debate? House is under call, and there is at least one member missing, two members missing. Here comes
Mr. Speaker. I lift the call, Mr. Speaker.
Representative O'Connell.
Mr. Speaker, I'll lift the call also.
Are you ready for the question? The question is shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 666, Finance, amended House, be returned from third to second reading for the purpose of rescinding our action and failing to adopt Amendment Number 1. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 23 nays.
The motion to return from third to second reading has failed. We have the bill before us in third reading under reconsideration. Are you ready for the question? Representative Zaroff.
Mr. Speaker, may we have a brief at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason I called for an at-easer was to look into the possibility of putting an amendment onto the bill, and I certainly apologize to the body, and I do not want to belabor anybody else or call anybody else to remain any or much longer tonight than we have to because of an oversight on my part, but I do intend to work with the Free Conference Committee on this, so I would remove any objection there that I had.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Are we under the call? Question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 666, Finance, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 30 yeas, 5 nays.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 666, Finance, amended House, has passed the House. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage of House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 666, Finance, amended House, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation.
Honoring
the Matsu Valley Special Olympic winners.
Representative, that's by Representative Carney. Representative Cotton?
Right.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Willow Cash, ladies softball team, by Representative Carney.
Representative Cotton?
Speaker, I move the adoption of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. One item of unfinished business that I'd like to deal with is earlier today, the Judiciary Committee report on House Bill 546 was read across by the clerk. That's an act relating to state contracts for professional services and establishing a penalty for violation of provisions of law relating to professional services contracts and providing for an effective date. Apparently there was a fiscal note, so I'm giving that bill, House Bill 546, an additional referral to finance. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to waive referral and ask unanimous consent. On committee substitute for House Bill number 722, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to landlord remedies.
Is there objection? There is objection for a moment. Representative?
It's missing, Fred.
Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 722. Representative Brown?
Speaker, I maintain my objection. Speaker, I served on the Judiciary Committee for 7 years. I really think the Judiciary Committee should do the work of the Judiciary Committee. The subject matter of this bill is in an area that any house that is doing its business in the proper and usual procedure would expect the Judiciary to have the final shot at, to look at carefully with regard to the legal circumstances and the effect of the change of the remedies involved. It's not a one-liner. It's not just a really super simple subject bill. It's a bill that deserved a second committee of referral. And that's what the Judiciary Committee, which is usually an excellent committee, and its membership is no different this year than previous years in that regard, should deal with. And I don't see any reason for the referral and the waiver, and I object.
Is there further debate on the motion to waive? Representative Clarkson? House Standardies.
Order.
Is the objection maintained to the objection is maintained to the Judiciary Committee waiver,
Mr. Speaker,
of the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 722. Representative Meekins.
This is a parliamentary inquiry. Is it necessary to make a motion for a committee chairman to waive a bill?
It does take a motion. Representative Clarkson.
Well, parliamentary inquiry, you started a sentence, it takes what vote to
majority of those present.
Okay.
Are you ready for the question?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, we had this bill up in the Labor and Commerce Committee, and I think that there were some questions raised about it that as we had it up there. The bill would allow immediate recovery of a dwelling unit under certain circumstances, which doesn't fit the existing Landlord-Tenant Act at all. The remedies for bad checks portion of it, I think, is a little bit better than the other portions. The remedies for damages, I think that it does take a look by the Judiciary Committee at the legal aspects. The Labor and Commerce Committee, when we had it up, we looked at the some of the problems from a business standpoint, but not from a judicial standpoint. And when you're looking at forcing people out of homes on 24 hours notice, I do think that it is worthwhile for the Judiciary Committee to examine a bill like that. It's pretty irregular, I think, to do that without the Judiciary Committee. So I'd oppose the motion.
Representative Duncan?
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure what all the debate's about. We can do the committee work on the floor, okay?
Representative Barnes, did you make a motion to waive? Question before the body is, shall the House uphold the motion by the Judiciary Chairman to waive judiciary referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 722. Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 722. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Roll shows 22 yeas, 13 nays.
So the motion to waive has been approved. One other item of unfinished business.
Can we have a brief, please?
House, please stand at ease. Back to order. One other item of unfinished business. The finance chairman has brought to my attention that House Bill 618, which is in his committee, which is an act relating to state aid to municipalities for capital projects, has not had a community and regional affairs committee referral. So at this time, I'm referring House Bill 618 to the Community and Regional Affairs Committee and then back to the Finance Committee. Is there other unfinished business to come before the body? Announcements. One announcement I'd like to make. One for the benefit of Coalition Caucus. There will not be a caucus tomorrow morning, and the other one for the benefit of the body is that be my plan to ask the majority leader for a motion to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Are there other announcements? Representative O'Connell?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had announced earlier today that we would have a Community Regional Affairs Committee meeting at 8:30 tomorrow morning, but in view of the 9 a.m. Floor session, which apparently is pending, will cancel that meeting.
Representative Cotton?
Mr. Speaker, earlier this week, or I guess it was last week, we kept trying to make sure we'd come back in the afternoon because we didn't want to work at night. And the explanation was, well, we've set up all these meetings and so forth in the afternoon, so we sort of have to wait to, you know, until evening. And all of a sudden you're telling us we're going to come in at 9 instead of 10. Now, several of us have arranged meetings at 9 o'clock, so I guess that that's just too bad.
Representative Duncan, do you have a 9 o'clock meeting?
No, Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry I suggested 9 o'clock. I thought it was a good idea, but I'll withdraw my suggestion.
Are there further announcements? Special orders? Representative Hofford?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, the House stands in adjournment until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.